Look at this. What tarbiyat a sheikh could give to the salikin, the mom of that time used to give this tarbiyat to the children in house. Hazrat Khwaja Qutbuddin Bakhtiyar Kaki Rahmatullah, one of the very famous mashayikh of Silsila Aliya Chishtiya. When he was born, his parents both discussed with each other how we should bring up this child so that he should be a very pious person in his life. They made so many plannings, but one of the plans seemed to be very practicable. So they put it into the effect. One day, Khwaja Qutbuddin Rahmatullah Alayh, he came from his madrasa in his childhood and he asked the mom, "Mom, I'm hungry, give me food." She said, "My son, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us and he gives sustenance to everyone. He gives us food what we eat, and you have to ask your food from him directly." Now the son was amazed to listen that. "Mom, how I can ask this?" She said, "Go bring musalla, sit down, raise your hands and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is an application. This is a request to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you will do it, Allah will send your food towards you." Now the small child brought the musalla, sat down on the musalla, raised hand and started making dua. "Oh Allah, I have come back from a madrasa. I am tired. I am hungry. Oh Allah, give me my food. Send some food for me." And then he asked the mom, "Mom, what I have to do now?" She said, "Go in the room. Oh my son, maybe you will find the food what Allah has sent for you." So basically she cooked the food and placed it at a hidden place so that my son will find it when he will search for food in the room. So the child went in the room and he found the food. He came back, he ate the food. Now there was a sign of interrogation in the mind of the child. He started asking the mom, "Mom, Allah gives food to everyone, to every person, to every bird, to every fish, to everything, every living thing." Mom tells, "Yes, yes." Now the children were more surprised. He asked, "Mom, Allah is so great." "Yes, Allah has so many big treasure of food." She said, "Yes." So in this way, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was increasing in the heart of this child. Day by day, he was more curious to know more about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he used to start asking, "Mom, when we will be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When we will be able to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" So the mother felt that my son started loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But one day what happened? Mom went to some relative and there was some function and she got late. When she realized it was too late, she found that my son might have come from the madrasa and he will be hungry, and how he will find food? And I could not cook food and place there for him. She started crying. She took her chadar, burqa, and just came towards home and she was crying in the way. And she was making dua, "Oh Allah, everything what I was doing, I wanted that a good yakin should be in the heart of my son about you. But today I made a mistake. I could not prepare food before time. Oh Allah, if the yakin of my son will be shaken today, so my all efforts will be in vain." When she came back home, she found the son was having a sound sleep on the bed. Now she went directly into the kitchen and cooked good food and placed it at some place in the room, came back to the bedroom of the child, and then she gave a kiss on the cheek of the son. The son got up. She just took him and embraced her and said, "My son, you will be very hungry today." He replied, "Mom, no." She asked, "Why?" He replied, "Mom, I came back from my madrasa I got the musalla, sat down on it, I made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, I have come back from my madrasa, I am hungry, and mom is not here at home today, oh Allah, give me something to eat. And mom, and then I went inside the room, and I found a bread which was lying there. I ate that bread, and mom, it was so delicious, I have never eaten such a delicious food in my life. That's why the bread is named Kaki in Hindu language, and that's it was the part of his name, Khaja Qutbuddin Bakhtiar Kaki Rahmatullah. So the moms of that time, they used to raise up their children, make their yakin, make them a pious person.